from the beginning of creation, God's will was for mankind to live in wholeness, spirit, soul, and body. His will for you hasn't changed. In fact, the Bible is full of promises for you to be healed. Get the Healing Promise Package and receive the audio teaching by Kenneth Copeland, Healing, It Is Always God's Will, as well as the Healing Promises book by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, and the Psalm 103 card to help you declare God's word wherever you go. Understand that healing is a promise coming from the very life force of God. When Jesus defeated the curse and was raised with resurrection life, He made a way for that life force to flow from the Father to you. At the same time He paid for your salvation, He paid for your physical healing. Gain victory over every struggle and live in divine health. Feed yourself on the healing promises of God and be transformed and renewed, spirit, soul, and body. God wants you well, and it's His will for you to be healed. Get your free copy of the Healing Promise Package and take hold of God's plan for your healing. Use these free study resources to build your faith and receive your healing and wholeness today. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply.
Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Pastor George Pearsons. This is my wife, Pastor Terry Copeland Pearsons, and we are honored to be on this broadcast for you today.
We are. We're really thrilled that the Lord's given us this privilege. And from Brother and Sister Copeland, we thank them. We know after watching them for so many years, We know how much you mean to them. We know how much it means to be able to bring to you the very word of God in such a way that God can connect with you and get His will done in your life so that you can experience the abundance of life that He has for you. My beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper, be in health, even as your soul prospers. And that's what we're doing this week, George,
right,
is helping our viewers with their souls to prosper.
That's right.
So they can be in health, right in line with their souls growing and doing better, knowing the will of God. That's why we offered this, that we've already told them about, this Healing Promises, the compilation of scriptures in multiple translations. So you get a rounder idea and concept of God's will for your healing.
Yeah.
And then Healing, It Is Always God's Will, the MP3 with 8 messages on it. So you can have the word going in your ears and in your eyes, so it'll get in your heart.
You just quoted 3 John 2.
I did.
And that was from the Apostle John, the elder, the wise elder. And he's saying, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health. Now here you have the Apostle John saying, I want you to be in health. That is yet another proof that it is the will of God for us to be healed, to be whole, to be well. And that's what we're doing on these broadcasts. 10 days of healing, total immersion in the subject of healing. And all of the outlines that we're working from, these are available to you. Just go to kcm.org/notes and you can print them out, you can use them. And they're all of the things, even the things we don't cover, in these broadcasts, they're all in there. So, Pastor Terry, where are we going today on this particular
teaching?
Well, we're
continuing to help you, as Pastor George said, that total immersion, total meaning, you know, you have to take this. This is a half hour that we have, but we're setting you up with the things that we're offering, the things that we're instructing, for you to be able to surround yourself for a total immersion environment so that it's all that you're listening to. It's all that you're talking. You've got your family listening to it. You've got your family talking it, discussing it at the table, taking communion, so that that environment of healing can change your thinking. We read the first day about from Romans 12 that says, don't be like the world.
Yeah.
Don't be like the world, the way the world thinks. Don't think along the same lines and just take whatever comes your way and hope that the doctor can fix it or that a pill can fix it. But go to God and see what His word says, what His will is, and then have faith in that and let God partner with you to get His best across to you in your life.
Yeah.
So we've been, but what we've come to on by today, day 3, is talking about the will of God. That, you know, you can't go any further if you don't know what the will of God is. Brother Hagin and others have commented after decades of being in healing ministry, and what the Lord showed them is that there are three main things that keep people from being healed. One is they don't know. They've never been told. They're uninformed. They don't know the will of God, or they've been misinformed to hear that it's not the will of God. Either one, to not know or to be told something wrong, either way compromises your faith. And the other is to be too weak to receive. And what we're talking about over these broadcasts, mm-hmm. Pastor George, fixes all three of those situations.
Well, I've got a question for you. We're talking about God's will and His will for us. But I have a question for you. Will He heal? Will He heal? And people ask that question, but will He heal? Will He heal me? And we have to answer that for them.
And we have to be able to answer it from the Word of God.
Yeah.
And I promise you, every person has had that thought at the very least come across their minds. Mm-hmm. And you know, I don't know if He can, and I don't know if He will. Most people think, though, if there is a God, and He really is God, then if He's God, He can.
Yeah.
But I don't know if He will.
Yeah, you really have to renew your mind to that fact, because so many people say, well, maybe He won't heal me. But we really have to renew our minds to the fact, I'm the one He heals.
Yeah, that's right.
He heals me. He heals me every time.
He's going to heal anybody. It's going to be me. Yeah. And you know, sure, there are obstacles to receiving healing that get in our way. Jesus talked about sin can get in your way. Not walking in love and being in strife, that can get in your way. All those things. But you know what? He has an answer for all of that.
Yeah.
He has an answer for all of that. And it's as simple and as easy as letting Jesus be the answer.
That's right.
If you've been walking away from God, you know you've got sin in your life. It is so easy. Just turn to the Lord and say, Jesus, I did that and I shouldn't have it. I don't want to do it anymore. Cleanse me of that. Yeah. I repent. I turn from that. I look to You. I give my life to You. Lord, cleanse me from that sin. And then you're in a position to where healing has no obstacle.
Sure.
If you've been walking in unforgiveness and been unlovely and unkind, then I'm telling you, let go of that. Do it right now. I forgive.
Yeah.
And then let the blood of Jesus cleanse you so that you are in a perfect position to receive. Not because God is withholding, but because you are resisting. When you walk in sin, you resist healing. When you walk out of love, you resist healing. Not because He's withholding it from you.
Right.
Okay, let's get to our scriptures today.
James 1, 5 through 8. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that gives to all men liberally and upbraideth not.
Or doesn't hold back.
Doesn't hold back. And it shall be given him, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like the wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Let not that man think he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. But you could also say there and turn it around, a single-minded individual on the word of healing and health will be stable in all of his ways.
Now, it doesn't mean that they're not going to have a thought, a question, yeah, but what if, yeah, but not this time, yeah, but are you sure? Those thoughts can come across your mind, but it's your mind is your mind, and you don't have to let the devil run a ticker tape across your head, and you don't have to let your mind just run away and say what it wants to say. And for those of you that are old enough to remember a typewriter, those of you that aren't, then go to the internet. But a typewriter, what happens with that typewriter? The information goes around this way and it gets to the end. What happens? You bring it back. Sometimes you just have to bring your mind back and say, when your mind says, yeah, but not this time. Yeah, but you know what you said. Yeah, but you don't ever know what God's going to do. You answered that yeah, but with a much, can I say this, with a much bigger but?
No, you can't say that.
Okay, I won't. With a much bigger yeah, but. Okay, yeah, but the Word says. Yeah, but God's will is. Yeah, but faith says. And then you answer I remember one time we were in a service and you were talking about Abraham had these buzzards were coming down on his sacrifice. And the Bible says that he was shooing those buzzards away off of his sacrifice. And you were talking about how people, you know, the buzzards would come. He said, we have buzzards in our life and they are the butt buzzards. And you kept saying it. People were laughing. You didn't know why they were laughing.
No, I didn't.
No, you're just like, I don't know. Yeah. You just kept saying it over and over
just
and
like
over.
Just like you kept saying this over and over again,
I know,
too.
I know. But it made so all of us in our minds. So we all want to get rid of the butt buzzers that come into our lives and say, no, I'm not having you, Mr. Buzzard.
Okay. I'm innocently sitting here not saying one word.
Well,
next point
is the truth. So we don't want to be double-minded. Joy doeth good like a medicine.
Yes, it does.
I'm taking a dose right now.
And I'm watching you take your dose.
I'm drinking my medicine. Oh, hallelujah.
I'm not going to get the phone call from Brother Trump. You are.
I know. But Jesse DePlantis would be proud. So there you go.
He'd love this.
So faith begins where the will of God is known. But when you know the will of God, you're going to have to stick with it. You're going to have to hold on to it. You must settle that this is the will of God, and you're not going to let your mind, your mouth, your thinking, or anything inside or outside debate that with you anymore.
Yeah. Exodus 15:26, the Lord says this, I will not put sickness on you, for I am the Lord that heals you. Oh, my goodness.
I like
you
this.
You could spend about a week on that one alone.
Yeah, no kidding.
I will not put sickness on you, for I am the Lord that heals you. And that reveals his nature, his character, his desire, his will, and his hunger for us to be well and to walk in the fullness of his health.
You know, when Moses confronted the Lord, encountered the Lord at the burning bush, and he said, who do I say sent me? And God said to him, you tell them I am sent you. So, Pastor, every time I see this phrase, I am, I think about that. The I am has said to you, I am the I am that heals you.
Yeah.
And don't be arguing with me about that. I am. That is what I am, who I am, how I am. It is God. Our healer.
I am your healer. I am your provider. I am your supplier. He says also in Exodus 23:25, I will take sickness away.
This tells us in that not only his will, but his action.
Yeah.
He's not just saying, I'd like for you to be well. That'd be okay with me. Do the best you can. And I won't get in your way. That's not what he said.
No.
He said, I will take it away from your midst.
Yep. This example that you give about the pill, tell that one.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, sometimes people, the doctor might say, now, if you take this pill, it will make the sickness go away. Now, just in the same way that the pill won't put the disease on you is designed to take it away. God is not schizophrenic. God is not double-minded. God is not of two opinions. He said, I'll take it away. I'm not the guy that puts it on you. I take it away. God, his nature and his character is to get you out from under sickness, out from under disease or poverty or anything else the curse defines, and to bring that wellness.
Exodus 23:26, I will fulfill the number of your days.
If we are connected to him, that I will, when you're with him, then that's what he's doing. He's always doing that. The healing is always coming from him. It's not something he turns off and on. It's whether or not we are divinely connected to him, whether we stay connected to him. We stay connected to him. It's like taking hold of that electrical current. As you hold on to it, it's flowing. It's coming out of him. Are you taking it in?
Yeah. Psalm 91:14-16, I will deliver you. I will deliver you. You know, the integrity of the word of God. When he says, I will, that means he will.
Yeah, he will.
We so often, because of the human nature, people are prone to make promises they don't keep. But God fulfills his promises. And his will is something that he sticks with and he doesn't veer from it. But he will do what he says he will do. And when he says it, we have to be in the position where we say, I believe you, I receive from you what you have already promised for me.
I think you should say that right now. I just look to the Lord. You know, there's two places you can look. You can look up or you can look within because he's here. Mm. Lord, I believe you. I believe you will. I believe you can. I believe you will. I believe you do. Hmm. Amen. That helps a lot.
Yeah.
Just knowing that.
Yeah.
What about Jesus, yeah. Pastor?
Well, in John 6:38, and we read this, I believe, yesterday, for I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me.
God wanted us to have something we could see his will at work.
Yeah.
And he sent Jesus.
Yeah. A demonstration.
Mm-hmm.
A demonstration of the healing virtue of God going through a human being.
Mm-hmm.
A prototype.
Yeah.
Of what we should be doing. And of course, we've been told to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. So we watch Jesus, we study him, we see what he did, and then we follow suit and do the same thing.
Yeah, Jesus said, the works that I do, you should do. So my dad says, when you're reading things in the scripture, don't always just see yourself as the one receiving. See yourself as the one giving. See yourself as the one who's with the anointing.
Yep.
See yourself as the
yes.
one bringing that to somebody
exactly.
else. That's a
yes.
side point.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Hebrews 1:3, rather, Amplified Classic. He is the sole expression of the glory of God, and he is the perfect imprint and the very image of God's nature.
Isn't that something? Mm. We can actually see the nature of God.
Yes.
The nature of Jesus was so evident that little children gathered around him. So many of them, in fact, it made the disciples nervous that they, because you know little kids, they don't all come and line up. I'm sure they were noisy and pulling on him and,
yeah.
and hold me. And the parents were absolutely okay with the little kids running up there. His nature drew people to him.
Yes.
He doesn't put people off.
Yeah.
He draws them to himself.
That's right. You know, you have here to will.
What does that mean?
It means what one chooses, desires. It's a determined purpose to fulfill God's purpose. And Matthew 6:10 says, thy will be done.
We actually had a Jewish man tell us, he said, you know the highest prayer there is in the Bible?
Hmm.
And I was interested to hear what he would say. He said, thy will be done.
Mm-hmm.
He said, it's the highest prayer. Now, that don't confuse that with, if it be your will.
Yes, correct.
When the Bible tells us what the will of God
yeah.
is,
yeah.
we have no right to argue with it. We have no right to debate it. When we see it in the Word, that settles it. And that's what we've been talking about for 3 days so far.
Right.
The will of God for you to be well.
Mm-hmm. Well, if the will of God is healing, so you could really read it like this, your healing be done.
That's right. That's good, George. And Jesus went on to say, not my will, but yours be done. So what is that saying to us? It's telling us that Jesus, these all confirm mm-hmm. that Jesus was the will of God in motion. Jesus was yeah. the will of God in what he said, the will of God in what he did, the will of God in his nature, the will of God in his activity. He was the will of God
yeah.
on display.
Demonstration. Matthew 4:23-24, he went about healing every sickness. Matthew 8:16, he healed all who were sick with his word. And Psalm 107:20, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. I like this phrase, what he willed, he said. What he said, worked his will. And the Spirit caused it to come to pass.
You know, he sent his word and healed them. It says Jesus healed every sickness and every disease. And yet we see in Nazareth where not everybody was healed. So he didn't just go around healing people with some sort of magic heaven dust. No, he preached the word, taught the word, preached the word, and their faith, he told them, your faith has made you whole.
Yes.
Your faith has made you whole. But what this is telling us is that there was no sickness, no disease that he had to separate and say, we can't handle that one. Yep. It's too much. We know that wasn't the case.
Yep. Psalm 89:34, my covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that has gone out of my lips.
His covenant. A covenant is a twofold. It's your part and my part. God's part is his what he did to secure the healing. His part is to produce that for you, make it available to you, not hide it or keep it from you. But our part is to believe and receive.
Yeah.
Believe.
We have to be receivers. And I remember Keith Moore telling the story about a gift, a very precious, treasured gift that he wanted to give to someone. And he could not give it to the man. The man would not receive
it.
He wouldn't take it. So the part that God has played in this, he's already provided the healing. It's already done. All we have to do is be the receivers. We have to receive what he has willed and what he has desired for us. We receive it, we believe it, we take it, and then we walk it out by faith.
I really believe I need to mention this right now. If you've got going through your head right now, but I'm just not worthy of that. Well, there's nothing in here that talks about you being worthy. But this, what we're talking about in here is God's ability, God's love, God's passion.
Yeah.
And compassion and his mercy towards you. That's what we're talking about. So don't try to stack your unworthiness, your unrighteousness up against his righteousness, his worthiness, his power. And he dealt with your unworthiness by his blood.
That's right.
The blood of Jesus. And you don't have to understand how that works.
That's right.
You don't even have to understand why it works. All you have to understand is that it does work. And taking what Jesus did for you, say, I don't understand it all. I don't have to understand it all. I can understand this. It's his will for me to be well. He did what it takes for me to have it. I'm going to do what it takes to receive it. Bless God, it's mine in Jesus' name.
So, Pastor, what is my first step to receiving my healing? Well, the first step is if you've never made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, you need to do that. You need to make that acceptance of him as being Lord and Savior to be able to fully receive everything that God wants to pour out on you, that he has available to you.
That's what takes care of the unworthy part.
That's what takes care of the unworthy.
He fixes that.
Exactly. You become the righteousness or the rightness of God in Christ.
That's beautiful.
And so if you've never done this before, why don't you lead them in a prayer of salvation? We'll make this book available
so
to
simple.
Them.
It's so simple. You just say, oh, God in heaven.
Oh, God in heaven.
I believe. Jesus is the Son of God.
Jesus is the Son of God.
You sent him for me.
You sent him for me.
On my behalf.
On my behalf.
Took my place.
Took my place.
As a sinner.
As a sinner.
He wasn't a sinner.
He wasn't a sinner.
But he took my sin.
But he took my sin.
I was a sinner.
I was a sinner.
And then you raised him from the dead.
And then you raised him from the dead.
And you gave me that same life.
And you gave me that same life.
That raised him from the dead.
That raised him from the dead.
I believe.
I believe.
I receive you, Jesus.
I receive you, Jesus.
You're my Savior.
You're my Savior.
You're my healer.
You're my healer.
You're my friend.
You're my friend.
You're my guide.
You're my guide.
You're my help.
You're my help.
I receive.
I receive.
Glory to God.
Glory to
God.
Glory to God. Thank you, Father.
I am a believer.
Sorry, I was getting caught up in that. I am a believer.
I'm a child of God.
I'm a child of God.
I'm no longer a sinner.
I'm no longer a sinner.
I am the righteousness of God.
I am the righteousness of
God. In Christ Jesus.
In Christ Jesus.
And because of that.
Because of that.
I am healed.
I am healed.
I'm healed.
I'm healed.
I'm healed.
I'm healed.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Amen.
I will do that. The Lord is saying, I will do that for you.
Amen.
Now, to begin this new life of walking in Christ, you need some material, and we have it just for you. A book called He Did It All For You by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. And it talks about him, just different things that you just did and what takes place in your life. And then also, we've got a brochure on how to study the Bible and then reading through the Bible, the New Testament, Psalms and Proverbs in 1 year. You can get all of this. It's absolutely free. We want to make it available to you, and you can receive that and walk in this new life. This brand new life, the newness of life.
You know, Pastor, I can't tell you how many times over all these years, it's countless, that somebody that I know, I'd be around them, and what a strong believer they are, yeah, and come to find out that they came to Jesus just like you, sitting there watching this broadcast, this Believer's Voice of Victory, and said, I'm going to pray that prayer.
Right.
That had never walked with God before, and now having this strong relationship with God, doing things for the kingdom by the power of God that's in them, just by praying that prayer and then continuing their walk with the Lord by getting materials like this that
that's
we
right.
are making so available to you. And so that you can grow in God, grow in His Word, grow in faith, and walk in the blessing that God has for us.
Now, as we pray for you right now to receive
your
healing.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Just begin to focus on Jesus.
Thank you,
Look
Lord.
At Him.
The
Look
healer,
at Him.
The healer.
You are the healer. And Lord, you desire with all of your heart to see these people well. So in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we decree and declare healing in your body.
Yes.
From the crown of your head to the soles of your feet.
Lord.
A complete rejuvenation and an acceleration of the healing power of God. And just say, I believe.
I believe.
I receive.
I receive.
In Jesus' name.
And you know, a lot of times people were healed as they went. So you just be praising God through your house today and thinking about how much God loves you. And then right behind that, they should think about how much we love them.
We love them.
And as you're going, just say, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a gift for you. It is called the Salvation Package. Learn about the new birth and how you can live your new life victoriously in Christ. Receive your free package on kcm.org/salvation. Keep your heart full of God's Word and continue to grow in faith. Every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory.
Welcome to KCM.org, your study center for victory. Click Start Here to unlock answers on where to begin your faith journey. You'll find links to our most popular content and an overview of what KCM.org can do for you. Start there and don't stop exploring. Find a Bible-believing church home with the Find a Church feature. At KCM.org, we want to answer your questions, encourage you daily, and help lead you on the path to victory in your family, finances, emotional, and physical health. With things to watch, read, pray, and speak, KCM.org meets you where you are.